If you recognize that as something other than just a version of Sweet Georgia Brown, you probably hear it in connection with the Harlem Globetrotters. And you probably also know the name Meadowlark Lemon if you're a Globetrotters fan.
I'm looking at YouTube, Meadowlark here. It's
amazing.
Wild.
Yeah, I mean, you got to go back and watch
it. Even
some
at
of
low
footage.
Res, it's incredible.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. He played with the Harlem Globetrotters for 24 years, and he's played basketball for more than five decades. Think about that for a moment. I mean, we call Cal Ripken the Iron Man of baseball, and he played, what, 2,600 games?
Nothing. Zero.
Yeah, right.
Yawn.
Meadowlark Lemon has played more than 16,000 games, more than any other player in basketball history. He's also a true icon, many TV shows. I remember seeing the Globetrotters appearing in Scooby-Doo when I was a kid. He's been inducted into the NBA Hall of Fame. He's an ordained minister. And I should mention, he's the father of 10 children. He joins us from his home in Phoenix. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
I am doing well. Thanks so much for joining us.
But thank you for having me. This is fun. You know, I wake up at 4 a.m. in the morning anyway. I got up a little earlier today because I knew I was going to be doing this program. And these are things that I love doing. And you're from New York, right?
I'm not from New York, but we're in New York, yeah.
Yes, and I love New York. Oh, man, that's the greatest city in the world.
Well, I'm sure that New York loves you, as do many other people. You know, five decades in basketball, you've seen a huge number of changes to this sport. But you're also coming from a position outside of the NBA to where you're kind of able to watch it with an objective eye. I'm wondering what your view is of the changes of professional basketball in the U.S.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan of NBA. I've been a fan ever since I was a kid. And it's a great organization, NBA basketball. And they have the greatest athletes in the world. And, you know, with the changes and everything, it just makes it better. I just love watching it. You know, I fell asleep watching it. I think it was Orlando and Portland last night. I called my son who lives in Portland. I told him, "Oh, your team's playing." I said, "But they're in trouble." But I woke up this morning, I found out that Portland won. So
they pulled it out, which must have made your son happy. Well, you know, let me ask you, take you back to your very first decision. You were 22 years old, I understand, when you first auditioned for the Harlem Globetrotters, right?
No, I was 18.
18 years old.
Well, 18 years old, yeah. When I first saw them, I was 11. I saw them on a newsreel. I'd never seen basketball before until that time. And I ran home to learn how to play. When I got home, I found out I had no idea what I was doing. And I had no place to play, but I made my basket out of a coat hanger and an onion sack. And I had no basketball, so my first basketball was a Carnation milk can. And that's how it all began.
Well,
at the age of 11.
Maybe that's how you learned your incredibly famous half-court shot. But you chose a path to go to the Harlem Globetrotters. Why that choice rather than going into NBA?
Well, this is what I saw when I was a kid at 11. And I had no desire to do anything else but play for the Harlem Globetrotters. But after I got involved with basketball, and we played on a lot of the same cards with the NBA. So I fell in love with NBA also. In fact, I fell in love with basketball. And until this day, I still have a big passion for basketball, college basketball. Any kind of basketball that the kids play, I have a passion for it.
Well, but the basketball that you use, and you've chosen to stay with the Harlem Globetrotters and other teams like your own, it uses a combination of comedy and trick shots and actual games. And it, many of these games are not just exhibition, they're not just entertainment, but you also go into schools and you're trying to use basketball to teach kids a better way.
That is correct. About a life of joy. You know, America and the world are having problems today. And I believe that the only way that we can get out of this thing is to love each other and have joy with life. You know, you can't do anything else, you know, but sit around the house and you're going to watch TV all day. You know, it's TV is good, but it's going to mess you up in the long run if that's all you're doing. You got to get out and have some fun.
You definitely
have fun with people.
You definitely have to have some fun. We're talking to you. You're out in Phoenix. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm going to Scottsdale, which is That's next to Phoenix. So
It's beautiful weather out there. You know, Metalark, you talk about there's got to be more joy. You got to have fun. I mean, I remember, you know, Michael Jordan, I was a big fan of the Chicago Bulls. When he'd play, he'd go up and down the court. There'd be that big tongue hanging out when he was playing. When the Harlem Globetrotters play, everybody's got the biggest smile on their face. It seems to me that when the Globetrotters played, basketball was a more joyful show. When you get into the NBA Finals, you got a lot of penalties and shots, and the game just doesn't flow as well. You guys were like ballet out there.
Yes, but then when you get to the NBA, you know, all of those guys, you know, the way I look at it, in high school, you may have one good player. You go to college, you have maybe two great players. But when you get to the NBA, all of those guys are great players. And they are like ballet dancers themselves. But the way they fly through the air and dunk the ball and the way they dribble and everything is just a whole lot of fun. Sports is a whole lot of fun. I think it could be the common denomination of the way the world is going to go today. We need to have fun. We need to have great teams, like the great companies like the NBA, and great teams like the Boston Celtics and the Phoenix Suns.
You know, I'm wondering, Mr. Lemon, you must have, I mean, there
Meadowlark,
must be.
Please. Meadowlark.
Okay, Meadowlark. I'm wondering, there must be a lot of players that you've met who've said, I watched you play when I was growing up, right? I mean, who have you met from the NBA that said that to you?
Shaq called timeout one time at a game when he was playing with the LA Lakers. I was one of the people in the stands at our arena here in Phoenix, and he said, "Hey, you, I want you to meet me after the game." And I went back to the dressing room, and he said, "When I was a kid, growing up in New Jersey, you gave me an autograph photo. And I lost it. Would you please give me another one? Here's my address." And I said, okay. I put a package together, a red, white, and blue basketball and a photo, and sent to him. And I think I saw that same basketball on the interview that he had at one point in his life. You know, there's nothing better than that, to see a young kid who grew up watching us and was able to put all of his talents together and became one of the greatest basketball players of all time. Magic Johnson looked at me and said, "Yes, that's the real Magic Man out there." You know, that's a whole lot of fun when you hear that from young athletes, young basketball players who grew up watching you.
Well, I'm sure you've heard that from many others. That is Meadowlark Lemon, NBA Hall of Famer, played for the Harlem Globetrotters for 26 years, played more than 16,000 basketball games in his career. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you. And my book is Trust Your Next Shot.
That's right.
All right, that's good. The sweetest lemon in the world, Meadowlark Lemon. Thanks so much. What's your take on any of the things we do on this program? 877-8-MY-TAKE or go to thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
We'll be right back.